proclamation number 8362 dated the December 25th, 1962. Christmas message 1962. I myself came to you because you needed me in your great spiritual adversity. I descended to earth. I entered the realm of darkness and brought a brightly shining light, for I myself was the light of eternity which constantly emanates its radiance into the darkness. And thus I took on a human shape because only as a human being was I able to accomplish that which signified to you salvation from the great hardship. And this human being was the infant Jesus, who was born to you in the holy night. For this infant was conceived in all purity and without sin through my power and love and was therefore able to accept me myself, the eternal love, within itself. His was a soul of light which was able to serve me as an abode, because I can only shelter in a pure vessel otherwise the bright light of my love would have been unable to shine. The infant Jesus was infused by the Spirit of love, for his soul brought the love with it to earth. It was a non-fallen original spirit which did not close itself to the love which I incessantly transmitted. And this original spirit did not relinquish its love when it embodied itself in the infant Jesus. It merely stemmed the radiance of its abundant love as not to illuminate people with a brilliance they would have been unable to bear due to their imperfect state. However, unusual events took place at his birth which gave evidence to people who loved that the promised Messiah had come into the world. Yet only a few recognized him, and thus the infant Jesus started its earthly path like every other human being, for the mission it had to fulfill was under no circumstances allowed to impose a compulsory faith on people, for he, Jesus, was merely meant to show them the path which every person must take in order to ascend from the abyss into the light. Nevertheless, the love of the infant Jesus was at times overwhelmingly powerful, for I myself was this love. Thus I had chosen the human shell so as to accomplish the greatest act of compassion on behalf of the sinful human race which, however, had to be accomplished by every human being who is capable of suffering in order to atone for these beings' original sin of apostasy from me. I myself descended to earth and embedded myself in a soul of light which voluntarily wanted to take the earthly path in order to serve me myself as an abode. Seers and prophets had already announced the Messiah to people long in advance, and those people who are still devoted to me in love yearned for his arrival, and they soon recognized him in the boy Jesus. They realized that his unusual wisdom was divine and that I had sent them the one who was to bring them deliverance. Yet even Jesus was not allowed to compel people's faith through his extraordinary strength and wisdom. His brightly shining light of love certainly broke through every so often and my spirit expressed itself through him, but it nevertheless withdrew itself time and again. And the man Jesus lived his earthly life like any other human being, for he was meant to exemplify the right kind of life to people which they should follow if they wanted to release themselves from my adversary, who can only be defeated through and with love. And since the soul, although having descended from the kingdom of light, had to live in the midst of the satanic world and its earthly body also consisted of immature spiritual substances, the man Jesus had to fight very hard to remain victorious against enduring all temptation used by my adversary to make him fall. Yet Jesus had not relinquished love, his soul was so filled by love for me, his God and Father of eternity, that he thus was full of strength and light and therefore able to perform miracles and in all wisdom instruct his fellow human beings. Even so, his body imposed human limitations on him as long as he had not fully matured, but he used his life on earth to that effect until he accomplished the actual act of salvation, which concluded his suffering and death on the cross. As a result of his life of love, his body had indeed almost spiritualized already, yet he took his death on the cross upon himself as a weak human being. And he voluntarily gave up all divine strength of love for the sake of the final hours of his act of compassion in order to then suffer incredibly and die as a mere human being, and through this greatest act of atonement of all times to redeem the great original sin for the whole of humanity. It was pure love which motivated him to accomplish this work, and this love was I myself. Yet you will never ever understand this unless, of course, you, too, become pure love, as you were in the beginning. Only then will you understand the nature of love, only then will you know why I myself have to be acknowledged by you as your redeemer from sin and death, and then you will also understand the fact that and Jesus and I are one, why, God can only be conceived by you in Jesus. And you'll understand why a human being had to accomplish this act of salvation on earth. For the atonement of the immense guilt of your past apostasy from me is only possible to be rendered by a human being who is as full of love, in whom Roman 1, the eternal love, was able to take abode, as the man Jesus had been. It was a truly unique act, and the effect of the act of grace will never ever come to an end, so that all once fallen spiritual beings can be completely redeemed, because Jesus died on the cross for all human beings past, present and future, and further atonement for this immense guilt will never be necessary again. Nevertheless, the human being's free will is always and forever required in order to find redemption from his guilt. The battle against my adversary, who had kept all fallen beings captive until then, started when the infant Jesus came into the world. Yet Jesus severed the chains and wrested from him the souls which took refuge in him in their adversity, which availed themselves of the act of salvation and wanted to be liberated from the adversary. And the first souls, the first once fallen original spirits, came back home to me. They came back as children into the Father's house again, which they once voluntarily left, for the man Jesus had paid forth their guilt with his death on the cross, and every soul becomes free which acknowledges him, which recognizes its God and Father in him who died on the cross on behalf of the human race. Amen.